We've all done it. Sometimes we make promises we can't keep. And when the person we're talking to is a child, it can be even more complicated. Commentator Ken Harbaugh had his own experience of this as a child, and later as a parent.
When I was 5, my father made a promise he never intended to keep. He had returned from a long trip with presents. I got a fossilized shark tooth and spent the next month asking about fossils. Then my father made the mistake of describing a fossil bed somewhere in Germany. I begged him to take me. There were good reasons that could never happen. Dad knew nothing about fossils, Germany was far away, and I was 5. But I would not be deterred. Eventually, my father relented. Fine, I promise we will hunt fossils in Germany. For over 30 years, I held on to that. It's not to say I held my father to it. Eventually, I understood how absurd it was. But I wondered why he agreed in the first place. I kept telling myself, a promise is a promise. Becoming a parent changes everything, even logic. It turns out a promise is not a promise when made under duress to a child. As a Navy pilot, I went through a prisoner of war survival program, which included tactics for withstanding torture. This is training every father should undergo. I learned there that a forced confession, like a forced promise, is not real. A few months ago, I made such a promise. I do not remember specifics, only my daughter's pleading. Daddy, if I make good choices, can we hike the Great Wall? No. Daddy, I know we can't, but if I eat 10 vegetables, can we? Multiply that 1,000 times and the answer transforms. Yes, I promise. Since then, Katie has told everyone I'm taking her to China, even her teacher. You're hiking the Great Wall? Amazing. A pledge to a child can be a beautiful thing. I've promised Katie that when we swim into deep water, I will not let go. I've sworn I will always love her. Some promises, however, cannot be kept. My father did not take me fossil hunting. Still, what lay behind his pledge was never betrayed. It lost its original form. Time and the pressures of parenting transformed it. But it emerged something beautiful, a reminder of adventures we did have. My father and I dove the Florida Keys, we canoed Loch Ness, we hiked the length of Hadrian's Wall. Sharks lose thousands of teeth in a lifetime. New ones roll forward to replace the old. Occasionally, a perfect tooth falls to the ocean floor. Sometimes, sediment buries it before nature's harsher elements wear it away. If everything happens just right, time and pressure transform it. Eons pass. Maybe one is uncovered and brought home as a gift. A fossilized shark tooth has no real tooth left in it. Minerals have replaced everything it was. Still, it stays true to its original form. Katie and I will share 1,000 adventures, even if they aren't ones she imagines today. Someday we may snorkel the Great Barrier Reef. We may fly to Texas for a burger. And maybe, just maybe, we will walk from Shanhaiguan to Zhejiahuguan and laugh at all that time and nature conspire to change.
That's commentator Ken Harbaugh. He lives near Cleveland, Ohio.
You're listening to All Things Considered.